All right, so let's get into the controversy, the bit of controversy that was last night.
Jake's not happy about this.
What are you doing to Jake?
He's working on the consumption.
He's earned this.
Oh, okay, there you go. That's what I meant.
Right. So last night, we go down to Malibu and take a couple of cars.
Hey, Mally.
Malibu. And
what's your dog?
It was another magical night. Is Giorgio, you can attest
greatest
to.
Greatest place in the world.
It's just a...
Greatest restaurant in the world.
It really is. And so the traveling party consisted of myself and George, our engineer Travis,
Killer, Gordon,
Blake,
Green,
Jake,
y'all are obsessed
Bob,
with that.
Davey,
George,
Donovan. Nine
Green.
People.
Green.
A few of our cohorts decided that it was not in the cards for them, so they did not go. So we go down there, we eat, we drink. It's an hour down the PCH or 45 minutes down the PCH. It's a beautiful drive. We actually opted for, on the way down, to drive through the canyon. So we did not do the full PCH experience. We did the mountain canyon experience.
And y'all beat us there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's faster.
It's quicker. You drive right up to, you cut through the mountains, and you pull right into Pepperdine. And then you go back south on the PCH from there.
Okay.
So you just cut through the mountain range. It's so pretty.
They have tunnels.
They do have tunnels.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's all right.
Quite nice.
You like tunnels, huh, Coach?
I love tunnels.
Okay. All right. Where is this going to go?
He loves tunnels? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like a train goes through them, you know.
Where are you at on bridges?
I guess you're okay. I don't know, Bob. Where are you going with that?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Bob. Little pushback.
I don't coach Packers anymore, Bob.
That's okay, Coach.
Things are heating up here in Oxnard.
Boy. Hang on, Coach.
You're a little more
Corby's telling the story.
A little more useful back then, Coach.
All right. I'm just sitting there.
So we all enjoy our time there. We have a great talk with Troy. A lot of fun hanging out with him.
Yeah.
He's awesome. We had yummy food. We had many drinks. And then, as typically happens, there is a car that will leave a little earlier because 9 o'clock here, of course, is 11 o'clock there. George, you needed to get back.
Early bus going back.
Yeah.
Bob hopped on a killer, had to wake up early.
I just like to make sure George gets back safe.
And I respect that. It's a known thing that you're going to bail a little bit early.
It just, you know, why send George back by himself?
You don't have to make excuses. You're lame. George has an excuse because he, you know, he's got to work.
A couple hours.
I got to work. So.
There you go. Go work.
The rest of us, though, as you leave, we say goodbye, and we continue on with our merry ways of eating and drinking.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mary.
Merry way.
And you guys left right around 9 o'clock.
Craig Way's sister?
No, it's
Hang
not,
on, Coach.
Coach. You guys left right around 9 o'clock.
It might be now.
And there was a space in your automobile. You had room if you wanted to bring another person back.
Mm-hmm. Like Troy.
Like Troy.
Didn't think that was an option.
Well, turns out that you needed to stick around another 5 minutes, because 5 minutes after you left, I'm sitting next to Jake, and I'm just enjoying everything that's offered.
Taking it all in.
And Jake looks at me and he goes, "Let's go." And I'm like,
"You wanted more pizza?
What do you want to go where? You want to go back in the food line? You want to go get more free drinks? You want to go talk to the entire Jones family? What do you want to mean you want to go? I want to go home. Let's go. Let's get out of here."
Oh, no.
5 minutes after you left, and I'm like, What are you doing? What's wrong with you? He's a 35-year-old man. He's not like 80.
I was tired. There was a lot of people there. I was having a panic attack. I just wanted to go home.
Panic attack.
He was bonking. He was bonking when we first got there.
It was just too tight. You know,
too crowded with people and stuff.
Yeah, I just
Jake. At that point,
I generally don't have that complaint.
It starts to get weird. I know.
At that point, we had command of our own giant table outside, overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
I know.
We're on top of it.
Look.
And at this point, too, the wait staff, the fine wait staff at Nobu, they are literally walking out with food trays to give us more food and desserts and everything.
Oh, man, I missed dessert.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, to be clear, this was also a few minutes after I was sitting there.
What did that look like?
Having a fun conversation with Troy Aikman. I felt like I'd kind of arrived. And Corby walks over and gives me the hop up. I was like, what do you mean hop up?
What are you
up?
Doing?
I didn't do that.
Up. I'm like.
I didn't do that.
Yes,
okay.
You did.
The hell I did.
I've been on the receiving end of that many a time.
Oh,
from you.
God.
The hop up.
He pulls rank. He
hop
pulls
up.
Rank all the time.
I did not pull rank.
You talk to Troy. Oh, my God. Well,
he doesn't,
hop up,
yeah, Jake. He doesn't it. Know you. He
I
knows,
got it, Jake.
He knows the snake.
Yeah, I guess I'll just stand.
As I get up to go eat, to go grab my plate, Jake goes, you can sit here if you want. Okay, cool. So I ran and grabbed my food, come back, and I go.
But most people would say, that's kind of you to offer.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hop up.
Hop up, bud. Hop up.
I want to hear Coach say that.
Hey, hop up. Hop up. Hop up.
There you go.
Yeah, geez, I guess, Corby, I guess I'll just, you know.
So then I'm trying to.
In the bathroom.
I'm trying
know.
To explain to Jake, as we're all the friends, all the good friends are sitting around, again, enjoying free everything on the most beautiful piece of property that America has to offer.
Yeah.
Everything's free. The free. Weather's perfect. There's an ocean there.
I was tipping well.
Your friends way, but... are your friends are there, and he's like, we just got to go. We got to get out of here. I'm like, what scenario is better than this? Like, literally,
Bed.
Can we go that would be better than what we're doing right now?
Well, what definitely wasn't better is getting in the car and having to listen to your music.
Okay,
yeah,
see, now
that was,
you,
that was
all turned back on me.
That was even more contentious.
Oh, my God.
Fish station?
Than the fight over the seat next to Troy.
All
the music Corby listens to sounds like someone stringing a guitar.
So Blake was
they're
driving.
Not quite to playing yet.
So Blake was driving. We had a three-row
van.
We had a three-row SUV.
I hope I don't turn this wheel too fast and get us into a camp van.
So you had Donnie and Travis in the very back, and then you had Jake and Corby in the middle row, and then I was sitting shotgun with Blake.
How did you get so drunk in like an hour and a half?
Are you talking to yourself?
Effort. Let's say this, though.
Prop?
Why don't we take a composite of the last 2 years, 24 months? Who comes out better?
I paid my penance last year.
Okay, dude. You very nearly got canceled last year.
But I didn't. But I didn't.
And neither did I.
No, you didn't.
So how did he almost get canceled? What was that?
He had a lot of hot opinions on the way home.
We rode the cowboy bus home last year. And
what did he say?
I mean,
he used this.
We had a lot of fun.
Not to be repeated. I did not
okay,
do that.
So
we're,
the way
we're
Davey
like,
reported
we're
and the way Corby just reported it were very different.
Well, Davey, shut up.
I wasn't there. I just heard about it.
Yeah.
From the trades.
He used a slur, and Corby reclassifies that as having a lot of fun.
Yeah. We're even.
So, anyway, he's hammered. We get in the car, and I don't know. I'm like, someone goes, put on some music. And my phone was plugged in. And
music?
So I put on whatever, and I see up there, Davey's in the front seat, and he just starts hitting the fast forward button 80
how
times
many,
in
how
a row.
How many skips do we have?
Boom, boom. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, pass through all like Jack White songs.
Spotify only gives you so many.
Oh. Is that right?
Oh, hey, Coach.
Interesting.
Good, fun songs, and then it just became. We're driving up the PCH. It's beautiful. It's peaceful.
You're vibing.
They want to, you know, play
Moonlight
like
on the
Metallica
ocean.
Or something, and I'm just like. Let's just chill out, bros. Let's just have a nice, peaceful, cool drive back.
So he can do his Corby dance in the back seat.
Right.
Donovan was not happy.
Oh,
he was
course.
He was
all
yelling from the back
music.
Seat that this was the worst music he'd ever heard in his life.
We'll holla.
I just don't know what scenario. You had no family there, obviously. There's no wife
obviously.
To harass you. There's no child to harass you.
I
You're
can't explain
sitting
it.
On
he was
the
just
most
ready to go.
Perfect spot ever. We got to go.
Out.
We got to go now. We have to go. Blake was chewing his ass out so bad.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Like, the vests were intimidating, you know?
No.
Whole thing, man. I'm not going next
you,
year.
You have turned... You have slowly turned into an old man in like 2 years.
I know. I know. And I knew that going in. I should not have gone. If that's what you want me to say, I should not.
No,
way to go, Corby.
You should go. It's fun.
Jake feels even worse.
Yeah,
I don't want Jake to feel bad.
No,
he was just ready to go home.
Davey, your first experience
was that not a ticket member, and now you say that
I get him out to away from talking to Troy. Was that not cool though? Like after hearing about stuff like this for forever, did it meet expectations?
Yeah, it was great. It was amazing. The spread of food was beyond expectations.
Yeah.
Better than I thought it would be, and they let open bar. You could get whatever you wanted.
Yes,
it was a little cramped because I think they invited more people this year. But once it kind of thinned out and we had our own spot right by the fireplace, it was awesome.
Yeah, I love the idea of Bob walking in and ordering like a 10-ingredient drink, though.
Who?
Yeah, Bob doesn't understand open bar. Like he thinks
I was next to him when he did that. I literally said whiskey.
Yeah. I said to George, you think they can do an old fashioned? And you said yes.
Yeah, I thought they could.
No.
It's not. It's three ingredients.
Yeah, but they're kind of like non-standard.
That's too many.
They're trying to move the line along. So they don't want grinding up cherries.
I don't think they even had like tonic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Killer got a gin and tonic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they did.
They don't have as much anymore.
First, they gave him a pumpkin, and he said no. I know how to make a gin and tonic.
You know, football.
Who's got a pumpkin?
Nobody's got a pumpkin, I guess.
No one's got a pumpkin.
Better secure that thing. Hang on to it now.
Well, I'm upset because I gave up my seat so Jake could go to the party.
That's yeah, and he was miserable. He was miserable. Jake had the cowboy staff.
High and tight, coach.
Yeah, high and tight.
Okay.
Jake had the cowboy staff going over to him going, what's wrong, man?
No, that's because you asked him to do that.
Something wrong with Jake?
Yeah.
What's like, the matter, Jake?
You're like,
having a good time?
I'm going to be honest with you. You're the worst part of working here. Like,
you guys should get along so well. You should never have a problem.
Most of it, pretty good.
Yeah.
You're the worst part of working here.
We've all said that.
I had multiple cowboy staffers approach. Like, dude, what's wrong? Are you okay?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Joe Trahan walked in and was like, man, just stay. The fun doesn't even get going for an hour. And Jake's like, okay, all right. All sad, all hammered over there.
I would walk back across the room from the bar back to where everyone was sitting, and both Jake and Blake had the worst resting bitch faces.
Okay. Really?
That's pretty. I think that's.
I was like, "This is, I think it is too."
Yeah,
I don't think this is an amazing place, and we're being treated like royalty. What's
kings,
not to love?
Kings, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, man. Jake. Awesome. Jake had to go.
Why did you hate it, Jake?
I think we got a break.
Gosh,
we're in pretty good shape. I mean,
this.
You think Corby is treating you very well? Like, I wouldn't.
This is how he's
put
lived
up with this.
He's lived his entire life
this.
Like this, you know?
What do you mean? Like, he's just. Tell me more about that.
No, I'm not going to. I know your bit.
No. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
Your bit sucks, by the way.
Come on. Yeah.
Hand me enough rope.
Come on.
Yeah. Little Miss Riding Hood.
Yeah.
Just tell us what.
Nope.
It's like there's three musketeers, but there's five of them.
I mean, because Corby's been pretty fair with you, right, in this conversation?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm going back to the hotel, and I'm going to hang out by myself. Maybe Blake.
You know what?
And then I'm done.
And tonight, we're going to celebrate Jake and Donovan's birthday. It's tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, and listen. And I go, Jake, let's go out.
You don't want to go?
And he goes, I can't do two nights in a row. He did like an hour and a half last night.
Yeah.
What has happened to our youth, energy?
What if I came along, Jake?
Huh? Oh, good.
Oh, coach is here.
Yeah, well, come on there.
Okay.
Get down in the stands. Yeah, come on. I'll take you on.
Never actually seen him take a stand.
What about if we invite Lee Majors?
That was like a 2.5-point stand.
Can't get all the way down. Yeah.
After Jerry Jones went over to Jake, I was like, come on, just stay a little bit longer here. Come on. And
you got Jerry to go? No.
Yeah, we got the whole family to go over there. And Jake told
me,
I
really threw
this party
just
for you, Jake.
Jake told me, he goes, bro, I love you, but I effing hate you.
Uh-oh.
Did he really send Jerry over? There's no way, right?
No.
Did you get to talk to Al Michaels again?
I did not.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, it was great. Davey didn't get to witness it. I went over there first, and he was talking to somebody, and I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, I was with Jubb when we did a drive-by, and there was eye contact. I made eye contact with Al, but they were in the middle of a
Davey?
Conversation.
No.
And so Jubb peeled off.
Ticket hired Davey Lane? So I went to him,
can't
and I said,
they hired Gen X Davey.
I said, hey, I'm really sorry. I kind of stole a line from you back when I did play-by-play. I said, but just know that I got no money for it when North Texas beat Texas Tech and they're 38.5-point underdogs.
Oh,
he's already
and
glazed
said,
over at that point.
he was starting
he's
to get a little
eyes. Noose.
His glaze, yeah, they were glazing over. And I said, do you believe in
on himself?
Trying to ignite himself as fast as possible. And I said, no. I said, do you believe in the Mean Green? I didn't say, do you believe in miracles? But it was kind of a miracle. And he goes, well, did you take the points?
Oh, wow.
I said, No, I didn't bet on the team. But
only thing going through his head is, how do I get this guy out of here?
Right. Yeah. And it worked. I was like, no, I didn't. But good to see you.
Well, okay.
Where's Miss Piggy in all this?